So, final match of the season. What's the plan, team selection-wise? Is it about having a look at some of the kids still, some players who maybe haven't played so much recently?
Well, I think if you look at the last two plans, really, I think the game against Peterborough was about demonstrating that we've got a couple of young players that we wanted to have a look at and see what they're about. I think the Bradford game was more of a style change, really, and some very good parts of that and very bad bits. And we went to take the ball to dominate possession, which we done, but we didn't create anywhere near enough opportunities, and partly probably because we haven't quite got the quality in certain areas at the moment to do that. But we did have 500 passes or whatever it was. No, I think that's a bit of a lie. I think it was 425 or something like that. So they're 190. But they won the boxes. So I think if we can have the possession and domination of the ball and win the boxes, then we're flying. So it'll be probably a mixture of both, if I'm honest. And we are restricted by a couple of knocks and injuries. And at the moment, we haven't got any strikers. So we'll have to maybe come out of a new formation as well.
4-0, what is it, 4-6-0, are you going to see that?
Yeah, maybe. just get. We've got 472 midfielders at the club anyway, so we may as well use them all.
So strikers, obviously, you're struggling in that department. Who's definitely out then? Who are you not going to see on Sunday?
Well, 50-50 is a winner and a beer, eh? Obviously, Jennings is out. I know he's not a striker, but he's a forward player. George Waring is definitely unavailable. So, potentially none, apart from young Reece Oates. But possibly maybe one of the two, Jabbo and Sam Winnell. So we are a bit light in that area, that's for sure. But we'll soldier on, and I mean, it's a game where we can afford to experiment, but we do want to win the game, and we want to go out on a high. And people talk about sort of planning and win percentage and the balance and getting it right so that everybody sort of goes home happy. But I think people, through good communication, understand what we're trying to do. I think the season tickets have gone very, very well, which is nice, nice to know and nice to see. I think there's a positive vibe. We haven't had great results, of course, in the last four or five games, but there's been circumstances to that, and we know it'll improve.
Is that in part down to however much you do and however much you say, once the ambition is not achievable, that there is even just a 5% collective downing of tools? However, you don't want to do it, it just happens.
I think you try and guard against it. Players shouldn't be like that, because they should love playing football. I think there is a human nature element to that, of course. I don't think we've particularly been one of the worst affected teams by that. I think if you look at the Bradford game and Peterborough games, for example, you've only got to look at Luke Berry's celebration and the effort that went into the Bradford game. All right, not quite the quality, but the effort was there. Nobody pulling out of tackles and people putting their head in and running to the end. So I would say sometimes the atmosphere becomes like that, but I think as an individual footballer, you've got to go out onto the pitch with a mindset of I'm on show, and this could be my last game. They say play every game like it's your last game, and go out and try and be the best player.
Come on to Rochdale in a second, but how soon after the final whistle do you want to make it known about your retained list?
Well, reasonably quickly. We've got a board meeting on the Tuesday after the Sunday game, and everything will be sort of finalised and rubber stamped there. We're well on the way to getting to that sort of end process already, and hopefully look to release something probably the Wednesday or the Thursday.
How many of the players that are soon to be out of contract or in that market do you want to offer contracts to?
Well, it's difficult because I haven't spoke to everybody yet. I spoke to quite a few, but you still need to speak to everybody before I think you release that publicly and indeed give the hints that you're after, which I understand. Of course, there's been speculation, and I've seen a couple of things in the written press speculating, and a lot of it, do you know what I mean? That's what people are there to do. That's what.
So come on then, Martin Craney. That was the speculation. Could he be leaving? I know he's out of contract, but money. How much of an issue is that?
Well, I think if you look at the big picture on Martin Craney, he's been here a while. He's a very, very good player. There's no doubt in that. He's been here in the Championship years, and he's on the sort of wage that would demonstrate that. So I think what you have to take into account when you're making a decision on that is where is his market? Do you know what I mean? Where would he be slot into football at the moment? Would he get a Championship club on a Bosman? Would you decide to offer that player a reduction in his wage, knowing that sort of with the financial fair play regulations and everything that goes along with that, you've got to hit a certain target? And all those questions come into it. But what I would say about Cranes, I really enjoyed working with him, and he's a very, very good lad and a very good player. I think he's probably been beat up by football a little bit. I think he's used to winning, and he hasn't won probably as much as he would have liked in his time at Barnsley. But as a man, good guy, and as a professional, good footballer as well.
Let's change tack and speak a bit more generally, shall we? And I appreciate this answer in some respects comes down to degrees. But Barnsley, historically, or in the last few years anyway, have become reliant to a big extent on loan players. Mm. How, and you're going to need loan players next year, obviously. But how do you want to become less reliant on loan players? So you've got a squad of 20 players that at least 95% of which are Barnsley contracted players.
Well, that's the perfect scenario. 100% contracted to Barnsley. Things happen in a season where you might need to replace somebody for an injury or being dug out of trouble for whatever reason. And this year, there's no doubt this club has used too many players. But what I would say is the loans have been very good. If you look at the latest loans and potentially kept the club up, you look at risks, really, in John O'Sullivan, George Waring, Ben Pearson, Declan John, do you know what I mean? Joao Obiere, at a time where we look like potentially could be in a real relegation battle, that those loans have been effective. And it's credit to them, really, to come in and not really play like a loan, play like they've sort of been at Barnsley for a while. But it is difficult because they mentally they know, and you know, that they'll always be going back. And if there's a chance to sign them on a permanent, then sometimes it's different. But you can never really treat and demand off them like you can people that you sort of have a real effect on their livelihoods.
Final question on this, and we'll come to Rochdale in a second. Could any existing Barnsley players who maybe aren't out of contract be, in your mind, just not really wanted here and as a result of that put up for sale?
Yeah, there's no doubt in that. I mean, it's the evolution of a football club means you're constantly trying to get better, whether that's a manager that people will be looking at to try and get him better, or footballers, or football staff, or anything. You're trying to get better, and if you don't try and get better, then you'll stagnate. And I think football is a game where you have to progress and move on. Sometimes you have to admit your mistakes and move on and try and do the best for the player that's here and the players that you want to bring in. So it's always an awkward one, but there will be changes, there's no doubt in that, and I think I've said that publicly before. That's not being horrible, that's just a case of we have to demand more than what we've had this season.
So Rochdale then, as a final test, you'll know already, if not be made aware, it's a returning manager coming back to Oakwell. That's a different slant to the end of season game.
Yeah, well, it does, doesn't it? Not for me, I must add. Obviously, Keith is a good manager. He fell out for whatever reason at the club. I don't know why. It wasn't something that I was very clued up on the time particularly. But I've always got on quite well with him and respect him as a man, as a manager. And professionally, we just want to win the game. I want to do what's right for the football club and maybe have a look at a couple again. But I want to do well for the team and the fans. If we can sign off with a win, then I'll spend all my summer with a little smile on my face, a bit happier than I would be if we draw or lost.
It's not often a member of the press would say it doesn't necessarily matter about the result this weekend, but what are the kind of the basic things you want to see? Because it is the final game. I'm sure you want to win, but what are the basic things you want to see from this group of players finally as you head into the summer?
Well, I want to see a couple of people take their chances, not in front of goal. I mean, with the potential of being really firm and set in my mindset to be in my squad of sort of 18, 19, 20 next year. I want to see the young players maturing, and not only in their game, but in their voice and their body language. And I want to see a spirit that I know this club's got to support the young players and support everything about what's good about the place. And we've had not too much to celebrate this year, apart from a little run where we flirted with the playoffs when I first came in. But as a club, they haven't been, and now the tide's turning.